Talon's gaze shifted toward the ramp. He studied Vistara for a few moments, no doubt using the Force to impress on her the importance of not letting Ben out of her sight, then turned back to Luke.
Very well. Two groups.
Talon nodded to Vistara.
You have your orders.
And be wary of ambushes,
Kai added.
Master Skywalker may be right about ship's loyalties.
Vistara inclined her head, acknowledging her father's concern, then glanced over at Ben.
Ready?
Ben felt an affirming Force nudge from his own father.
Sure.
He started down the ramp toward the gorge rim.
Don't wait on me.
I'm going to have to,
Vistara said from behind.
If you insist on taking the long way around.
As she spoke the last few words, her voice seemed to be growing more distant and to be coming from beneath ship. Ben turned to see her already several meters below the ramp and floating down into the gorge under clear control. He glanced toward her father and found Kai gesturing in her direction, obviously using the Force to lower her. Ben was more surprised than he should have been. He had been around these Sith long enough to know they employed the Force as casually as most beings used comlinks or holoprojectors. Ben glanced over at his own father and cocked a brow. Luke rolled his eyes at such casual overuse of the Force, but nodded and tipped his head toward the gorge. Vistara was as much a Sith as her father and Talon, and it wouldn't do to have her down there searching for the pool of knowledge alone, not even for a few moments. Ben took two quick steps toward ship, then jumped off the ramp and felt his stomach rise as he plummeted into the chasm. Vistara had already disappeared into the jungle below, and Ben dropped so fast and so long, he began to worry he would crash down on top of her. Then his stomach sank with sudden deceleration as his father's Force grasp tightened, and he saw a nest of Cobravon coming up below him. He snatched his lightsaber off his belt and used the Force to push himself in the opposite direction. Several of the vines struck at him anyway, but it was a simple matter to render the plants harmless by slicing the fang pods away before they reached him. Once Ben had passed beneath the jungle canopy, he felt a warning prickle from his father and responded by flooding his aura with confidence and reassurance. An instant later, he slipped free and dropped the last 20 meters to the ground, using the Force to break his fall. He landed in a tangle of shoulder-high ferns whose barbed fronds were coated with a sticky digestive acid. He quickly used telekinesis to push them aside, then joined Vistara over on the bank of the stream. It was larger than it had looked from above, easily 4 meters across and close to half that in depth. The water was more amber than brown and clearer than Ben had thought, allowing him to see a meter or so below the surface. Vistara was staring into the stream, her lightsaber in hand and her knees ready to spring. But he could tell by her tense shoulders that she hated being in this place as much as he did, that her memories of Abeloth frightened her even more than the half-recalled terrors he had felt during his time at shelter. Ben stopped beside her and peered down into the water. He could see a handful of ribbon-like weeds bending against the current, stretching in their direction.
I really hate this planet, he said. How you survived all those weeks marooned here, I can't imagine.
It wasn't all that difficult, as long as you were with Abeloth.
Vistara did not remove her eyes from the water while she spoke.
The hard part was knowing what she was, as much as that's possible, and convincing yourself to stay close to her anyway.
Ben thought back to his own early brushes with Abeloth and shuddered. It had always been her need that had frightened him before. The impulse to draw other beings closer and smother them in the all-consuming furnace of her own dark energy. But now that she had been killed, or wounded, or driven back into her true form of existence, or whatever happened to her, he had a bad feeling she just wanted them dead.